However, you've been for a touchdown catch of 0%.
I was just happy to get a win, actually. Just happy to get a win.
What did you make of how well your defense answered after playing so poorly the week before?
Well, it was credit to those guys. We went back, looked at the film, and they went out and tried to correct some of the mistakes we're making, and I thought they gave a good effort.
How big was this swarming to the ball in that game for you guys, and how does it going forward?
And when we looked at the first couple of games, we felt as a team, and especially a defensive unit, that we needed to play a lot faster, and that was emphasized, and they bought in and executed.
Can you show that to them on film, or is something they?
It was just, you know, as we watched it and all, we just knew we could play better, and they stepped up.
Casey, how much do you think Mo's shoulders bother you?
You know, right now, when I see him out there, he hadn't said a word to me. He always ready to roll, so. Really can't answer them.
What stands out about Fournette so far?
You know, his explosiveness. This guy really comes downhill. You know, when you look at Jacksonville and their running game, they're committed to the run, averaging about 140 yards a game. But when you really watch it, they're running against 8 and 9 man boxes. This guy is downhill and body lean, and he's explosive. You midfield a run, this guy will take it to the house. It's explosive, explosive.
Did you feel like Jamal played? Sundays, it's making a lot of plays.
You know, Jamal brings a lot of energy, and the thing is, this guy, the thing you love about the kid is he's getting better each week. You know, he's energetic, he's physical, he's tough, he's just getting better every day.
Okay, thank you. Good day. You
know, it's hard to say. You just, with him, you know, each day is a new day. Each game, you know, we still understand that he's a young player, and just each game is going to be new.
Why did you guys decide to make this switch?
There was nothing really there. You know, both of those guys were neck and neck and going into trial through training camp and everything. And right there when the situation presented itself, he just said, give D. Robinson. He stepped up. And it's nothing against Justin at all. We still have a lot of confidence in him.
He barely played, though, Casey.
But D. Rob, if I'm not mistaken, I think he had 7-8 tackles and a pass breakup. He just kind of rode the hot hand.
Blake Bortles is a guy that throughout his career has kind of been plagued by the turnover, be that interceptions or fumbles. As a defensive coordinator, do you go into this game knowing that you might have some chances to, some additional chances to make plays when you have a quarterback that takes additional chances or has been plagued by the turnover in his career?
The thing we look at him is that when you look at him, we look at him for us this season. When you watch him, the games they've won, he managed the game well, they ran the ball, they played good defense, and it's completely team. When they lost against Tennessee, that's when the turnover and the problem set in. But when we watch him, this guy's doing a masterful job doing what they ask him to do, taking care of the football. You know, when you sit back and look at how they scored 44 points against what I think is a pretty good Baltimore team, credit to him. He's leading them. He's getting the ball. When you load up the box against Fournette, he's taking his shots downfield. When you give him, he's putting them in the right situation, running. He's doing a really good job.
He's a guy who gets a lot of passes batted down, Casey. Is that something you emphasize with your guys?
We noticed it some on film, but really a lot of it was really three-step. He's getting the ball out pretty good. He's hitting his guys. But it was something that we noticed, but nothing.
Mo didn't practice yesterday. When we were out there, it didn't look like he was going to practice today. We haven't gotten the official report yet. Leonard is limited with the wrist. Coney wasn't here. How is that affecting your preparation this week with defensive linemen kind of shuffling in practice here?
Okay. Well, as far as like injuries, I'll let Todd talk about those before we get the ultimate confidence of any guys we put out there.
Have you noticed, Casey, that Leo's production been hampered by his wrist?
I wouldn't say that. Now, you know, he had a couple of plays against Buffalo, had a couple of really good rushes, just got the ball off, and, you know, unit. I thought maybe last week it might have been his best game. He didn't have the production, but as a unit, it was kind of spread out. A lot of different guys were stepping up.
How do you feel like Darren Lee responded?
I thought he stepped up well, too. You know, it was just as a unit, as I stood up here last week and said, you know, we all needed to play better, and they all tried to step up as a whole.
Pretty good? Thank you, Coach.